We are learning Masechtas Babash with Lama Chesed and Beis, and we are starting on top of Lama Chesed and Beis. Omar Rav Yudom Rav, Ein Machzikim Benichsei Bereach. Bereach is someone who has to run away, either because of money reasons or because he did something wrong, and now he ran away. It's a good time now to move into his property, and someone who's in his property and he's Machzikit, it's not a Chazaka. That's what Rav said. We'll see why in a second. It's not a Chazaka. When I said Rav Shmaitz in front of Shmuel, Rav Shmaitz explains that Rav first was, he learned by Rav first, and after Rav was Nifter, he went to learn by Shmuel. Like the Rav Shmaitz brings down, Rav died before Shmuel. And so now Rav Yehuda went to learn by Shmuel, and he said, oh, well, Rav's Memra. What's the problem? Why can't you be Machzik Nichzik Bereach? Does he have to say Chazakah? Does he have to say Machah in front of you? He can make a machal wherever he is. So, Barav, Mike Masmulon. What's Pshat on Rav? Some of the girls, Barav, Mike Kosova. What is Rav? Well, Rav's saying it can't be machzik. What does he hold? Machal, Shloy Bafon, Blay Ham Machal. He holds machal, Shloy Bafon is not a machal. Ah, he was learned in Amar Aleph. Rav is the one who explained our Mishnah by saying that it's machal, Shloy Bafon of Ham Machal. So, the question is that. How could say Rav say not Machzik Bereach? Why? Because Machal Shlo'fon of Lehav Machal. Rav himself holds Hav Machal. Vama Rav Machal Shlo'fon of Hav Machal. So tomorrow knows not a kasha. Rav Taima the Tana the Don't Come Farish. Rav explaining the Tana Kama. Veleilo Svi Levi. He doesn't hold that. He holds not like the Tana Kama. He holds that Machal Shlo'fon of Lehav Machal. Aye, who does he hold like? So response speaks out. He holds like Rav Yehuda. If you look at the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda's Mashma. That you have to come back from Spain to make the macha. The lashon Rav Yehuda we saw in the Mishnah was kedeshiv espamya v'yachzik shana v'yelch v'yadiu shana v'yov v'yoson acheres. To come back to be meicha. So he learned like Rav Yehuda, and that you need in the first lashon at least. Rav, what?
But he's saying that he holds that you have to. He's explaining why you have 3 years between countries. Doesn't mean that you have to.
No. Why did he say? No, you don't have to. Why did he say? Why couldn't you say that you send the shliach back? Why did he say you have to come back? So you came back. So it's Mashmah, you have to come back. That's the Mashmah. It's a good chance he holds like that, for sure. Tomorrow we'll talk about it in the Flam test, actually, but it's a good chance he holds like that, and that's what Rashbam says, that's what Rav holds like. So the Gemara had a kasha, that Rav explained the Mishnah like Machal Shlo'fon of Hav Machal. That's what he thought he held like that. No, he's saying Pshat HaTana Kama. He doesn't hold like that. That's the first lashon of Rav. You could Amri Amar Rav Yudom Rav Machzik B'nichse V'rech. You could make a Chazaka B'nichse V'rech. He could make a zaka. Why? Because obviously he holds machal shlo'fon fun of having machal, and therefore the guy can make whoever he is. Ki emri se kamei de Shmuel amali pshita. It's pasha. V'chilim chayes b'fun of utzarach. Does he have to make in front of the machzik? The Rav Mike Mashmalon machal shlo'fon of having machal. Is he teaching us the machal shlo'fon of having machal? For Amar Rav Chodah Zimna. Rav said it already on Amar Aleph. So what's the chiddush? Alak Mashmalon that filu micha. I'm saying Rav is saying an extra chiddush here. That filu micha b'fnei beis she'ein yechoyim loy meloy have macha. That Rav is saying a chiddush that even if you say it in front of two people who can't walk, right? The Rashbam says going chigrin or shahalchem diyasiyam. That even though you make in front of two people who don't have the opportunity to come back here, it's still a macha. And why? Because they will tell their friends and they'll eventually reach there. And that's an extra chiddush, more than just the din macha shavon ha macha. Even if I stay in front of two Edim who don't have the opportunity to come, it's still a good macha. Come Rav Anon, leave a farsh lemonade, the marsh mool, micha fresh lemonade, Adam, jechayim lemoloi, have macha. Because Rav Anon said that Shmuel held that if you do a fresh lemonade, that they could go back and say, which means they have the potential and the wherewithal to go back. Because they're healthy and ready to go back, have a macha. Micha fresh day, Ibn Adam, she'en yechayim loyim loy, loy have a macha. It's not a macha. So therefore, Shmuel Akasha, a Rav, Rav said that it works with Nichzav Reach. He says, partially it works, because Macha was loy fun of have a macha. So Rav, Samar says, no, Rav's Kiddush is even more than that, even more than you, Shmuel, you don't even think of this. That it works, even though he's Micha in front of Shnei Ibn Adam, that can't go back and tell to the Machzik. What's that in Rav Taka? Rav, Chavra, Chavra, Islay. A friend has a friend, the Chavra, 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 Islay. And the friend has a friend. So that's what Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Now, what's the Bira Machlokes? The Sommer Shalim say, Shmuel argues on the side of Chavra, Chavra, Lechavra Islay. He argues on his side. And he holds that the only reason why it works is because we expect the two Aiden to go back and tell the original Machzer. But others say, no, Shmuel Vad agrees to Chavra, Chavra Islay. He agrees to that. Just so he holds that if I Dafka picked out two invalids to say my Aiden's in front of, it looks like I'm telling them, don't tell anyone. Because why did I pick Taka two invalids? Because I want them to stay where they are and not tell anyone. So that makes it, that's like a positive reason not to be a machab, because he picked out these guys to say it, and therefore Shmuel holds it's not a good machab. That's what the Ritva learns. So what is Ritva, and other Rishayim, them if Shmuel holds of Chavra Chavra Islay. There's a test later on, it's mashma, like the Ritva, that he holds of it. So what we're saying right now is that Avad Machab Shavar Bahav Machab, this is Machlaikas, so Rabbi Shmuel, if you have to say in front of two people, could go back and report this. Amar Rava, Hilchasa, what's Halakhal Maisa? The local mice is that there's no chazaka by nichse berech, which would sound like you have to do machah b'fanav. And then he says, machah shloi b'fanav ha'machah. And a machah shloi b'fanav is a machah. Freit the Gemara, tarti, it's a steer of two things. On one hand, he's saying, machah shloi b'fanav have a machah. On the other hand, he's saying that machah shloi b'fanav is saying it can be machah b'sivarech. It sounds like it's not a machah. So the stira like Kasha, Kam Bereach Machmas Mamoin, Kam Bereach Machmas Mardin. That depends. It depends why you're running away. If you're running away Machmas Mamoin, so there, the halach is that Machosh in front of Havim Machah. What's the pshat? Because he's not running away that no one should find him. He's only running away because he wants to get away from his chayv. So he's not worried about being Meicha, because since he's only says, I wasn't pay, no one's going to run after him to a different country to get the money. He doesn't have the money. What do you want from him? That's why he ran away. So there, his machal will reach the machzik. Masha Inkin, when someone who's worried about mardim, which means someone who killed someone, now there he's worried the goyal adams will run after him and try to kill him. Run after him and try to kill him. So in such a case, when someone's running after him and trying to kill him, there he doesn't want to be meicha. You know why he's meicha? Because he's scared that you're going to find out his place where he is. And therefore, there, the machos shofar would not be a machah, because his dafka tries to hide himself, so he probably won't hear about the chazaka, and you won't hear about his machah, and therefore, that's not a stira. Ein machzik v'nichse b'reach means someone's b'reach machmas mardin. Machos shofar machah is, as someone who runs away, machmas mamon, that's the chilek in the two things. That's the chilek in the two, the between the din of ein machzik v'nichse b'reach and din of machos shofar have machah.